Item 12 is public hearing. Subset A is resolution 2019-48. This is street closure for Music on Main and the Clydesdale Parade. Mr. Cole is coming forward for our staff report. Turn it over to you, Jerry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. July 24th, Wednesday of next week, we got word that the Clydesdales of the Budweiser Corporation, Anheuser-Busch Corporation, is coming through town, and they would like to let their horses and wagon out on our streets for about an hour. And so this request is to close down Dudley, which we're not entirely sure that we have to close it down, but we wanted to be safe because they have three semis, and we believe we can get them in to the Public Works area there and unload. And but in just in case, we want to close that road down. And then with the police escort at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, we'll have a parade with the Budweiser wagon and the horses up Junction, down Main. They will sit at Rally Point for about 45 minutes for people to view, take pictures with, that sort of thing. And then they will continue on to 4th Street and then down to LaSalle and then east on LaSalle back to Junction and then back to Dudley and load up and head to Colorado.
Gary, did you say it started at 6 then?
6 o'clock.
Any other questions for Jerry from council?
Yes, it states that there'll be sampling done. Where is that going to occur at?
I'm not sure
what. The beer sampling, where will that happen at?
In the report, it states sampling, yeah.
We've talked about that, but I don't know that it will be happening. So, but they do have beer taps on the wagon as part of... we would use probably open container cups if that does happen. We're still in negotiations with that. So,
any other discussion from council for this resolution and street closure? How about public input on this matter?
And
first by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Jason. Any last discussion, public or council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries.
Just a clarification. Which part of Dudley? In front of the Public Works or to the north of the Iron Horse?
Public Works.
Public Works.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks, Jerry.
Subset B under public hearings is a special event license for the Fat Boys LLC. This is at Samson's Corner during the rally, 2nd through the 11th. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. This is a similar special event license compared to what we've done for several years in the past. This would be a special event to allow a vendor to be able to use the license that has been at that property for, I think, more than a decade. It's just a malt beverage license. It's not a liquor license. And they would be able to serve alcohol at that location or malt beverages at that location.
Any questions for Daniel from council?
Got a couple.
Go ahead, Mike.
So of the the malt beverage holder is Samson or Kenny Price?
Fat Boys LLC.
Who from that corporation is going to be there to sponsor the SEL?
I don't know who will actually be there. It's not a city one.
Someone needs to be there from that corporation. No owner there. There's no proprietorship for the SEL. EL takes a licensed, must be owned and operated by the licensee.
If I can respond. I anticipate, Mr. Bashand, I anticipate that as far as the presence of the owner or lessee, that'll be finalized in the rally sponsorship agreement. That's my understanding from talking with Lance and Jerry. But your point is well taken that some official representative of their of the licensee does need to be available.
Be on site anytime something is untapped.
Any,
should we delay the approval? Or go ahead based on the assumption that nobody's going to violate state law?
Yeah, I think
I can respond.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we can certainly speak with Department of Revenue to confirm that the approach taken is consistent with what they expect to be done for state law. When there's not been an issue in the past couple of years with this practice, but respecting what Mr. Bichand has said as far as making sure things are done correctly, we can communicate the next day or two with Department of Revenue and let you know the result.
So I hate to talk for you, Greg, but I believe you're stating that this could be passed with contingency, or you're stating
it could be as well. However, I think as well it's important to ensure that there is equity amongst anyone who does apply for a special event license. We follow the same procedure no matter who actually applies for the special event license, and I think it can be a dangerous precedent to start setting if we have additional conditions for one license holder versus others, especially when this license holder has done this in the past and we've had no concerns with them for the last three years that we've done that.
Every license, there has been concern in the past, but this one is especially a concern. No letter of insurance. There's no copy of the license. This is completely out of context, even for the city council, because this application doesn't even follow the protocol that we did 2 weeks ago. Anyway, I just bring that up, that we tend to run away from protocol when it's easy to do so.
Yeah, and actually someone from Fat Boys will actually have to be making the purchase of the alcohol anyway, which is what has happened.
And we've required every other licensee to be AMS certified. Anyway, I believe legal and finance, this should probably be approved because we're going to be out of time. I'm assuming that the council will ensure that staff does the right thing, and I believe it's up to Legal and Finance Committee to ensure that we define the protocols in the future.
Any other council discussion on this special event license? About public input on this matter. Is there a motion? First by Dave to approve the special event license.
Second.
There's a second by Jason. Any last discussion, public or council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed, a no.
No.
That motion carries.